Welcome to the Liberated Investor Advantage Podcast with your host, Doug Alden. In this podcast, we help you deal with and understand the uncertainties of investing and financial planning. Join us for this journey as your host, Doug Alden, teaches you how to move forward, no matter what life or the markets throw your way.
Hello and welcome to the Liberated Investor Advantage with Doug Alden. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Fine, Eric. Thanks for asking. And how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be with you today. I know we've got a lot to talk about, and I'm going to let you introduce the topic.
Well, what I wanted to bring up is what's going on in the world, I think, is important. And I would like to include a little bit of that in each of the podcasts that we're going to be doing going forward. Now, I realize there's a little bit of a time delay, so we're going to talk about things that they're happening now, but I will reference them as far as the calendar is concerned. So listeners can get an idea of what, you know, motivates me to be involved in all this sort of thing, to be active in it. And the ultimate goal, as always, is to help clients protect, build, enjoy their wealth, and potentially leave a legacy. That's the whole mantra, the idea behind the podcast. It's why I wake up every day, come in, and try to help people. I've got some appointments coming up tomorrow, which is November 6th for those that are listening, that I'm just so excited to see them because things are going really well. I mean, they're really going well.
Nice.
And part of our investment process makes it even a little better, and I'll get into that later. I have to be careful. I do want to put the caveat out. Investing has risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. So please, you know, if you have an investment advisor, check with him. You want more information from me, you can call me. My telephone number is 828-668-0665. My webpage is theliberatedinvestor.com. Email doug@theliberatedinvestor.com. I'm an open book. I'll answer any question you have. And if I can't answer it, I'm like a browser on your computer. I'll go find the answer and get back to you.
So, there you go. Yeah. For those that are listening, I want you to be very clear. I know that you haven't heard a lot of podcasts yet from Doug. I've had the pleasure of getting to know Doug over these last few months, and his heart is exactly where it needs to be. When he says, check with your advisor, he means it. Check with your advisor. When you're listening to these podcasts, if you realize, you know what, my advisor doesn't do what Doug seems to be doing with his clients, and I'd like a second opinion, that's why he's giving you the phone number. If you're not working with an advisor at all, that's why he's giving you the phone number. Reach out to him. It's going to be a free meeting, just a chit-chat. Find out who you are, what you're all about. But the most important thing is, like you said, the things that we talk about on this podcast are incredibly important, but it doesn't mean it is personal to you in your situation, and you shouldn't take the advice without talking to a professional advisor of some kind. So please take the step to do that. But then I would encourage everyone, whether you have an advisor or not, reach out to Doug and just see what the difference is, because you're going to find a huge difference. And I'm not promising that. I'm just telling you, getting to know him, you're going to find there's a huge difference between who you're working with now and who you could be working with. So, okay, sorry. I totally derailed the podcast, Doug.
No, that's okay. You're fine.
Right.
I also had a meeting a week or so ago. I serve on the endowment committee at our church, and we met with the advisor, and I had a hard time staying quiet, which
really?
I did because, yeah. I know you're going to find out.
There's a shocker.
Yes. Write that down. That's a write me down. this big meeting was to come in and make some tweaks in the portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the moves he did, the only move he recommended, was so minor in almost $1 million portfolio. I said, why are we even here? To myself. I didn't say anything to anybody else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, and I just noticed, I guess it's called the lack of getting to know you and trust you and appreciate you and be able to really relate to the client on what the issues were. I had never done that before. I've never sat in on another advisor recommending with me in the audience as a possible client. I'm representing a client, but I just enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah.
So one of the things he brought up was how recession is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to talk, and I listen to a lot of the news, I call it some of it investment pornography, about talking heads.
Yep.
I've heard some stuff today, I heard some stuff yesterday. one of the articles I prepared for this podcast was how stocks have canceled the 2020 recession. So you go from 1 month September, everybody's talking about recession, to October, and now we have this no recession in 2020.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Well, that's good news. Economy,
if you believe it.
Exactly, right? But here's, Doug, I got to say something real quick. What that guy said, I'm sorry, when somebody says there's a recession on the way, yes, there's always a recession on the way. It's the same thing as saying, hey, everybody, there's a meteor on the way to Earth. Can you believe it? Well, yes, there's always a meteor on the way to Earth, but what we don't know is when it's coming and how big it is, right?
Yeah.
Meteors hit the Earth all the time. There are moves in the market all the time. It doesn't mean that it is a full-blown recession, and it doesn't mean it's a extinction event meteor. It just means there's a meteor on its way. Most of them land in the ocean. Most of them aren't a big deal. But,
burn up in the atmosphere.
Yes, yeah, it just bothers me that somebody would say that.
Well, I relate it to a broken clock. You know, a broken clock is right twice a day.
Absolutely.
And so, but the economy looks good and the stock market is up. Just 1 month ago, the U.S. economy appeared to be teetering.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's the headline.
Yeah.
It's totally incredible. And I have some numbers for the end of October, moving into November. The S&P 500 was up 24.5% for the year.
Woohoo! Nice.
Last week, the Dow Jones Industrials, 19.5. NASDAQ, 27.5. Foreign stocks, 18. When our president says you should look at your 401ks and think about me, he's absolutely right. Mm. These are pretty good numbers. Once again, it's part of the cycle.
Yeah.
Well, another talking head I listened to or just heard briefly, the headline, he's predicting a 50% market decline. A 50% market decline.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my math is not good as we talked about age and stuff like that. But 50%, the S&P 500 is made up of 505 companies.
Mm-hmm.
The market capitalization of these 505 companies is around $25 trillion.
Wow.
That's a big number.
That's a big number.
$25 trillion. Pretty close to our national debt. So if this advisor is right, and he's saying market's going to go down 50%, that means the 505 most professionally run, highly competitive companies are going to lose half their value. Well, 25 trillion divided by 2 is 12.5. So they're going to lose $12.5 million of their market capitalization.
Mm.
Does anyone in their right mind think those actual companies are going to be worth 25 or 50% less?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I can't imagine
I don't think so at all.
Yeah.
So it always alarms me. What I want to probably try to convey more than anything else is you got to take it easy. You got to take a deep breath. You have to have a plan. You have to have, I would consider... not doing anything without some kind of a game board where you can keep track.
Mm-hmm.
And I bring that up because that's what my process is, Liberty Investor Advantage. It's all about putting it on a graph, putting it in a model, having the reactions to various economic stimuli, hitting and taking and, you know, emergencies coming up, things like that, and see what happens.
Yeah.
Just see what happens. So I just wanted to get over it. The other thing is, I mean, the other areas I wanted to talk about, the sector returns are phenomenal through October. Mm-hmm, they're pretty good. But once again, I always want to caution that with it's euphoria. Don't get too excited.
Yeah.
Because at any given time, once every 5 or 6 years, you know, we do have a recession or we do have a bear market. And the value of your statements may go down 20-30%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
However, the value of those underlying companies that are producing the goods and services that pay the dividends and hire people and employ people, they're not going to lose 30% of their value. Mm-hmm. This is just the cycle of investing. And so it's very important to have somebody there to hold your hand. I said it before, I don't manage money, I manage people. How can I keep the people from doing things that they shouldn't do when they don't want to do them or when they do want to do them? And it's hard. I've lost investors. I lost investors during the crash of 2008, 2009. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget. One guy told me, he said, now, keep in mind, he'd been a client for quite a while. We lived through the 2002 recession. Markets came back, new highs, new values in his portfolio. 2008 comes along. They drop down. He moves his money. He says, no, I wanted to move it the last time. You wouldn't let us. I said, well, you know, you do whatever you want to do. It's your money. That was the name of my radio program. Mm-hmm. But he said, no, that stock market will never get back up to a new high in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how hard it was for me to not mail the headline, market hits new high?
Yeah.
Shortly thereafter, around 2011, somewhere around
I'm proud of you, Doug. I'm proud of you.
Do you know how hard that was? It's like I got, you know, the red angel on the left shoulder and white angel on the right, white angel on the right shoulder. Don't do it, Doug.
Exactly.
Nail it to him. So I had this internal debate that caused me some Maalox moments myself, but I didn't do it.
Well, and, I am proud of you. I
haven't heard from him. He never called me back.
Apologized. I'm sure he's not going to exactly show his face and say, well, you were right. they don't usually do that.
No, they don't. No, they don't. And that's okay. My biggest problem is all the clients that I've lost because they really weren't coached enough or well enough for them to, okay, let's live through this.
Mm-hmm.
I had one client, because of our investing strategies, when the markets declined really bad, I'm looking forward to this Christmas Eve coming because I hope it's a lot better than the last one when markets were down, I don't know, 700-800 points in one day. Her value of her account was getting pretty low. And so I just called her. I just want to make sure. She says, oh, no, I know. I got to stay in there. That's where the returns are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just talked to her the other day, and she says, Doug, I want to make a contribution to the building fund at my church. And how much? Here's a number I have in mind. And I said, okay, go ahead. We'll do it every year, not the whole thing at once.
Yeah. Because
it was a pretty good number. But yeah, okay.
That's awesome.
She says, I'm in it for the income, Doug. I'm in it for the income. So
yeah,
that's what we're doing here.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Go ahead. Sorry.
I just want to shift gears a little bit and get into why I'm as confident as I am about how we can help people see things that others don't see.
All right.
And be able to understand how money works and how all of your financial decisions interact with all the other financial decisions.
All right.
So many times, some of those financial decisions are made in a vacuum. They're made one at a time, at different times, underneath different economic circumstances by different people. That's hard to do.
Yeah. Yep.
One of the things I have found in my career is that I want to make sure, number one, that it's all about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about me. It's not about Uncle Jimmy. It's not about, you know, the boss or whatever. It's about you. I was on the radio for a really long time, and my program title was It's Your Money. And I still say that today. It's your money. It's not mine.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of advisors might argue with that. They might think, you know, wait a minute. Or they act like it's their money.
Yeah.
Make it hard for you to draw out and take money out and live a depressed life. But it's all about you.
Yeah.
And if it's not about you, why are we even here?
Mm-hmm.
One of the exercises, I mentioned this before, it's called the DOS exercise. It's a strategic coach, Dan Sullivan. I'll give him a shameless plug. I attended the coaching program for several years. And it's just asking you some questions about, all right, Eric, you know, we're on the podcast. It's November 5th, 2022, and we're looking back over the last 3 years, and what would you like to have happen, both personally and professionally, for you to feel good about the last 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
And so then we begin to get a pattern of what somebody is expecting. Well, I'd like to do this and this and this and this and this and this. Well, what kind of events or dangers might come up that might prevent that from happening? And they tell me, and we write them all down. And so any new opportunities that you might want to capture to be able to take advantage of these situations as they come up, and what mm-hmm. kind of strengths do you need to reinforce or obtain new strengths so that you can deal with all that? And by going through that exercise, it's an amazing question. I salute Sullivan for doing it. He's a genius in my mind. As you make progress in each one of these areas, you're stepping up so that 3 years from now, you can look back and say, yeah, we did really well on that. That was really good. Or we need to work on this. But we don't stop there. We keep going. It's more than that. The second thing we talk about is your ideal world. What kind of world do you want to live in later on in life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I'm retired, I'd like to live in a tax-free environment. I'd like to have a home at the beach since I live in the mountains now. I have to change that. Mm-hmm. I know water is important to you.
Absolutely.
It's important to me too. We sold a little house we had on the creek, but we just never got down there after our daughter moved to Memphis. But mm-hmm. what kind of world do you want to live with? You know, grandkids and interactions, those kind of things. And then so we need something to be able to set a standard.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for a particular strategy or decision to be considered better must be defined.
Okay.
It's necessary to have a standard. The vision kind of sets the standard for what we want to do. And then we go forward again. We got another step. It's called the present financial position. Where are you now? And that's where that model comes in that you've experienced and know about,
mm-hmm.
which we might someday do a video about yep. the model. So we put you in your financial. It's just a snapshot of where you are. It's kind of like a X-ray machine.
Yeah.
All right. Here's where you are. I have an interesting story to say, but the model we now have and the software we now use is not just an X-ray machine. It's an MRI machine mm-hmm. to be able to see what's going on in your financial world and how various events can impact your output both now and going forward.
Mm-hmm.
I like to introduce a term called an exponential curve. Everybody has one, and they only get one. And the exponential curve is how you build wealth, how you compound your wealth, how you get your money working for you, whether it's through your IRAs or your 401ks or your investment properties or whatever that may be, just savings accounts. In the first 10 or so years, most of the money accumulated in your exponential curve is your money,
mm-hmm,
what
mm-hmm.
you put in. Say you put $10,000 a year into a CD program or a stock program. The returns don't start coming until the second and third 10 years. So every time you have a hit on your exponential curve, that sets you back. And we even have demonstrations on how that might impact your final output. So those are just some of the things that help you work on getting a program and getting ready. So instead of having scattered information, you may now view your income, percent of savings, debt information, protection information, savings, growth information, miscellaneous financial events, all in one spot, all in mm-hmm. one visual. It's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. And I've seen the program. It's awesome.
Yeah, that is. And then the next thing I just want to talk about real quick, because I know we're probably getting down on time,
mm-hmm.
is we need to find out, you know, where we are, what kind of problems do we see, where you want to be, what's the next step in a specific action. You actually get a list. One of the things I think is most important is I get a to-do list, but it's not got 18 items on it. Mm. We may have mentioned this before. Actual to-do list may have 18 or 20 items on it, but then we isolate the three most important
yes.
up front today, and then say, here's these three things. What do we want to do about them? Who's in charge? What's the first step? And when's it going to happen? And so after our first series of interviews, that list gets sent to client, either email or mail to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so until he gets those three things done, we don't go any farther. And that way, you're able to take baby steps. And by the end of the year, you can knock out a lot of to-dos.
Yes.
It's just that sometimes it's so overwhelming that it would be impossible. I mean, you just get depressed.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a friend of mine. Matter of fact, he's a partner in a business we're together in. He's got 502 things on his to-do list. I said, Charlie, you're never going to get them done. You're just not going to get them done. But he's pretty focused on it. But 502, that's a long to-do list. So clients that had 500 things to do on their to-do list, they'd have to quit their job in order to get them all done. We don't want them to do that. We want them to just knock them off one and two, three at a time. Here's three more. Let's work on this. And so that's how we make progress.
Yeah, it's the old saying, right? How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Just one bite,
one bite at a time.
And as a coach, it resonates with me that you're saying this, or it doesn't resonate. I 100% agree with you. Any coach, so I'm a business coach and a consultant. Any business coach working with any business sees a litany of things that need to be done. There's a huge list of things that need to be done, but we don't work with that entire list with a client. We take it a couple at a time. Any type of coach, think of a hitting coach in baseball. There's a lot of mechanics to hitting a baseball. There's probably a list of 25 things that that player could be doing better, but they're going to concentrate on one thing, two things at a time that they can change in their mechanics. Hand motion, hand speed, finger placement, shoulder, you know, turning your head a certain different way. There's all sorts of things, but you give a player 25 things that they have to fix the next time they go up to bat, nothing's getting done. Hmm. You know, so
yeah, they're going to get three strikes and be down.
Exactly. Well, I guess I didn't do it right. Yeah. And so that's right. I love that fact that you do that with each and every client. And one thing I just want to remind the listeners, going back to something you said earlier, Doug, about how the kind of the news from this last month, there's one person saying one thing, there's somebody else saying something else. I just want to remind everybody out there, what is the primary job of any of these news channels? Their primary job is to sell advertising. Okay.
That's right.
They want to make money selling advertising. How do they get advertisers to buy space on their network? By saying how many viewers they have. How do they get more viewers? By saying things that will get people to tune in. Like I always use this example. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I hear something on the local TV that says 10 things in your refrigerator that can kill you tonight at 10 o'clock. Well, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now I got to wait till 10 PM. I can't even eat dinner. Because there's 10 things in my fridge that can kill me. But that's the clickbait of today, right? And any network that wants to sell advertising, they're going to say things to trigger you. So the beauty is people like Doug, they don't rely on advertising. They don't rely on making people come into the office because they're scared. He's just going to speak honestly and truthfully, and that's what these podcasts are all about. If you like what he's saying, then reach out, definitely. And we are drawing close to the end, Doug. Do we have closing thoughts for today? What are we going to be talking about on the next podcast? What can you give us?
Sure. A couple of things. Number one, I'm going to complete my model. I got 9 steps here that get us through. So we'll pick that up on the next podcast. But the other thing I want to talk about is I can't talk about this. I can show it to you, and then I can give you a prospectus. But we have a pretty unique investing strategy that involves, it's a common, ordinary investment vehicles off the shelf, kind of like, you know, when Steve Jobs put the Apple iPhone together, but he put a calendar in there, he put a picture-taking abilities, he put a lot of other stuff in there.
Yep.
They're all regular stuff, but he put them all together and put them in a phone. And so what we've done is we've combined some unique ingredients, standard, everyday financial products. We combined them, and we have something I'm pretty happy to talk about. So I'd like to talk about that. Again, I because of the advertising and the disclaimers that need to be, just looking at the charts, and it's blowing my mind what's happening today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the other thing I want to talk about, I'm going to introduce a concept next week, or next time we get together, about the velocity of money. How can I get $1 of my own personal financial GDP to do more than one job?
Yeah.
And I'll give some examples about that, and then we'll kind of tie that together with what the model shows us and how we can integrate and coordinate all your financial decisions so they're all pulling in the same direction, and that's for you.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. All right. Thank you, Doug, so much for your time today.
You bet. You bet.
All right. And thank you.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. This is fun. And thank you all for listening to the Liberated Investor Advantage podcast with Doug Alden. If you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, please click the subscribe now button below. This way, when Doug comes out with a new podcast, it'll show up directly on your listening device. Your Apple phone, perhaps, maybe, because, you know, Steve Jobs put that in there. Anyway, this makes it much easier to share these podcasts with your friends and family, which we highly encourage you to do, because we don't want you coming into this blind. Invite people to hear this podcast and then discuss it with them. Say, what do you think about Doug? What do you think about this guy? What do you think about what he's saying? Have that discussion. Then both of you call Doug and sit down and meet him in person. It'll change your life. Again, thanks for listening today. For everyone at the Liberated Investor Advantage, this is Eric Johnson reminding you to live your best day every day, and we'll see you next time.